doing. We'll be focusing on the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, which is your favourite, I believe, of the European golf courses that we see on the European Tour. And Scotty Henn's going to be there with the flag flying for the Aussies, and of course himself. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Scotty, good morning.
Hello, boys.
Great to have you with us. Firstly, did you thaw out from Saturday at the Scottish Open? Because that was quite a remarkable set of circumstances and conditions that everyone was playing in.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. you guys are used to the cold, but I'm a bit of a fan with the golf. I don't like playing golf in anything under 25 degrees.
So how different is it, though, when you get those sort of days, just while we're there, how different is it? How much difference does it make to your game?
Oh, well, a quick explanation. I missed the green. I went to try and chip and run for six on. I couldn't feel my hands, and I chipped it straight across the other side of the green. That's how it goes.
What about just in general, Scott, about what you've done in recent times? I mean, you played in the brutal conditions in the US Open. You know, on the other side of the world, you then come back, you're playing in brutal conditions in Ireland and in particularly Scotland. Does it do damage to your golf or to your swing, or can you're experienced enough to sort of weather all of that?
Well, when you say brutal, I don't know if you mean mentally or physically, because the 84 I had on Friday at the US Open was mentally brutal. Physically, the cold was brutal when we went back to Ireland. It was 2 degrees the other day. So I've been punished both ways.
Yeah, and that was what I was going to... It was probably more mental about sort of convincing yourself that despite the conditions that you're having to endure, that your golf's still good, I guess, because I would imagine it would be testing your confidence, those sorts of different conditions.
Yeah, horses for courses, mate. You know, sometimes golf courses set up better for you than other times the weather sets up better for you, and some guys are much better at grinding it out when it's cold and windy, and other guys like grinding it out when it's 45 degrees Celsius. You know, it's just one of those things. And if you grow up in the cold, then you obviously don't mind it. But if you grow up like in Queensland or you live in Florida or something, you find it a little bit more difficult to sort of handle it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And this week, you go from we got the Irish Open, we had a tie for 11th, and just midfield said in the Scottish Open on the weekend for the Aussies. But this week, you're off to Wentworth Golf Club, and Whitey keeps telling me this is the most beautiful golf club, and he loves this more than anyone else. When you get to the calendar at the start of the year, do you circle this one and say, I really want to make sure I'm playing at the BMW PGA Championship because of this golf course?
Oh, for sure, and one of the more prestigious titles to win, obviously, in Europe. But the golf course is great. It's got better and better each year. Now they've got sub-air in the greens, and someone was trying to tell me they had like 80 mil of rain here in a couple of days, which is obviously quite a fair bit, but the greens don't even really look like it. They just had the sub-air pumping. The coverage of grass is fantastic. Fairway's a little sort of softish, so they'll be doing a lift clean in place because we've got more weather coming in apparently, but the golf course is looking great. It's totally different from how we played earlier in the year. The wind's a different direction and the ball's not running out down the fairway, so it's playing quite long.
I wanted to ask you about that, because usually this tournament's played in May. It changed a little bit last year, but definitely this year because of Corona, it's going later again. How much extra work do you have to do in preparation to this, because you'll be playing from different spots in different conditions, all that sort of thing?
Oh, it's just more like I went and played 18 today and 18 holes, and obviously there's a few holes where you used to hit a 4-iron or a 2-iron off a tee. Now you can actually take a driver because the ball won't run out in through the corner or won't run out into the water. So it's just a matter of trying to judge where you can take a bit more club and be a bit more aggressive because the ball's not running as much and the rough isn't quite as long, but still it's quite cool and windy, which is not usually what we get. That's a big difference.
And just in the build-up to these big events, you talk about being one of the most prestigious titles to win on the European Tour and to play on the Tour. With what's happening with the format and the way you have to prepare for it and isolate and all that sort of stuff and no crowds, how different is it, the experience of these big tournaments? Does it make it easier to play in or more difficult, do you think?
We're all happy we're playing golf. We're just all a little bit frustrated that we're sort of locked in the circle of the isolation bubble for the tour, and we can only sit down and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with the same people day in, day out. You've only got three other people you can associate with, and other than that, you can't sit down and have dinner with anybody else. So it becomes a bit of a chore week in, week out. It's you spend more time with your caddy and that than you do with your missus and the rest of your family members. So, you know, you got to have a good relationship with the guys you're hanging around with, and otherwise you feel like you're just going nuts, mate. It's like Groundhog Day out here.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because we obviously, at Melbourne at the moment, we're in a fairly significant lockdown as well. But at least we are doing it with our family, and sometimes they get on our nerves too, don't get me wrong. But we've got our families around us. You're unable to have that because of the situation on course and throughout the tournaments. How do you keep yourself separated from the golf and still have managed time to be able to feel normal? Is there a way to do it, or do you just have to bite the bullet and just deal with what's in front of you?
Well, for us, normality for us, I mean, obviously you guys have got it quite tough in lockdown. I mean, we've got nothing compared to that. But normality for a professional golfer is you stay in the hotel you want to stay at, you eat the food you want to eat, and you associate with the people you want to associate with outside of the golf course. When you go to the workplace, you've got people you got to hang around with and see and whatever. That's just the workplace. But outside of the workplace, you try and cut yourself off totally from the golf. But being told what hotel we've got to stay in, we can't eat anywhere else except for in the hotel, it sort of brings a different dimension into it, which a lot of us aren't really used to.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We spoke to you about 6 weeks ago now, and you gave us a great insight into what it was like inside that bubble. Has that intensified a little bit as the cases have gone up in the UK, or is it still very much the same the whole way through? Because it looks like it's starting to get a bit more concerning in the UK, what's going on.
Yeah, well, it has, because if you want to go to the gym now, you've got to book a gym time, and there's only like one or two people are allowed in the gym at a time due to size and how much equipment the facility's got. A lot of things you've got to try and book well in advance, and then you can't get in there because a lot of guys want to do it. They've managed to branch out and say some weeks we're allowed to go out for a run or a cycle if you can get out. But you're not allowed to stop off anywhere. You're not allowed to go to a drive-through to get a coffee or a McDonald's or whatever. You have to go straight from the hotel, straight to the course, and straight back. So it's getting stricter as in the amount of time. Like the physios here, they can only treat us for 15 minutes maximum, because they say if they treat us for 16 minutes, then it's more chance that the virus might spread. So it's all these little things that you just sit there and scratch your head and go, well, I don't understand that, because if he's treating me. You know, it's just stuff that us mere mortals don't really understand.
Yeah. Now, are you keeping Lucas with his feet on the ground? I'm just a bit concerned that after how well he's going at the moment, that he's going to get ahead of himself. Are you making sure you're almost like a big brother role, that you're keeping him grounded? Because he's playing amazing golf at the moment.
Well, mate, I don't know where he is. He must have been out spending all that cash that he won last week, because I haven't seen him at the golf course so far this week. But what an amazing effort, eh? After that disappointment on Saturday, he's come out Sunday, and I looked up at the board because I teed off a 10th tee when he was on the front nine, and I'm going, oh, gee whiz, he's got it on fire today. And I thought for a minute there that, you know, if he had just somehow managed to birdie the last couple holes in a row and get in the house at 10, 11 or 12 or whatever, he would have set the title and had a chance. And just fell a little bit short, but what a fantastic effort on Sunday to come back from the disappointment of Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. So is that something that other golfers talk about, or is it the fact that it's not so much where he finished, but to come back from Saturday, how much extra respect does he get from the rest of the field that he can do that sort of thing? Is that another step in his development, and his step forward?
Well, I don't think so. We don't feel sorry for him because he made $400,000 or something. But you know, I think we're all jealous. We're getting our checks at $16,000 and he's made $400,000.
Well, what we know is that there's a decent size one on offer this week for the BMW PGA Championship, and we'd like to see your name at the top of the list too.
We do, but we want to ask you, can Brisbane win? What? Can Brisbane win the premiership? I know you're a big Lions fan, and I know you watch them when you can. They're two wins away. Can they do it?
Oh, mate, the boys. I mean, last year I thought we were going to get close to it, and this year, obviously, I mean, knocking off the Tigers. I mean, how good was that? How good was it? So, I reckon, you know, if we don't get any injuries, then we keep playing as good as we are, and the boys are playing great footy. And I mean, it'd be a dream come true if the boys get another title in there.
Well, we've got Dan McStay coming up later on the show, so we'll send him your regards and your best wishes, and we'll see what we can do about that. Well, look, I'm sure he'll be sending you his best wishes for this week at the BMW PGA Championship. Good luck to you, Scotty. Nice to chat as always, mate. Take care.
Thanks, boys. Good luck with the lockdown.